It's 88.5 KCSN. When we're happy to be joined today by the DMAs, and we've got Johnny and Mason sitting with me. Now, welcome, guys.
Yes, Guy.
Thank you.
It's an interesting story of how the band took perhaps a little different approach, although I've come to learn it's an approach that more than a few acts in Sydney, your hometown, are taking. You guys had played in bands together, knew of each other, but you spent time writing a lot of the songs that would end up on your first release before you ever played a live performance. About how long did you work on the songs, and what was the idea behind just nailing those songs first and performances second?
About a year and a half before we ever got a band together. It was just so that everything would be ready for when we did it. You didn't have to like slug around in little venues, or it's already, you know, it's just there. And then you can work on the live performance if all the songwriting's done.
And also, it heard from a few people that once, you know, if stuff starts going well for you and you start seeing a little bit of success, it's also a lot harder to try and keep up that workflow and you know, pumping out as many tunes and writing as many tunes as you can, you know, because you get pretty tired on the road. So, you know, at least we're ahead of the curve.
Chasing them in the wind. There's a stranger lying in my bed, drowned in roses, and now she's dead. But I'm waiting through the cold, but your mind's on fire. Mind's on fire, my love. 'Cause what I need, I don't know. I'm a when you're blind, you're never gonna see him again.
at what point did you decide then that you were going to start to do live performances, at least in your homeland?
Well, it was a bit before that, because Tommy, we just, like, when we first started jamming the songs, you know, a lot of the tunes we hadn't ever heard in a live, like a live state before, you know, so it was all really new for us, and we're still working out, and of all these tunes, what songs we want to put in a, you know, 8 to 9 song set list. So we first started off with, it was the three of us, and then we just got some kind of mates, and then slowly, after we got some mates together in the area, the band kind of evolved.
You're seeing, while Australia's a very big country, I guess Australia's population is pretty much focused on one side of the continent. America doesn't have that luxury, does it?
No.
Although you're getting to go up and down the West Coast, which is one side of our continent.
That's true. And you get to, like, most of the time, you get to see a lot more cities than you would going up the East Coast of, or the West Coast of Australia, but probably traveling, you know, the same distance.
the American audience, have you had enough exposure to them to have a sense of what America's all about? Are you starting to get, you know, an idea of what America's like, both in terms of American culture and the American music scene?
We like it, but also, but at the same time, we haven't, you know, like all the, it's all been so new for us on this first trip. We were lucky enough to, we played in front of a few thousand at Bonnaroo, which was really cool. The response was great there. And, but though, actually in saying that, that, you know, in Chicago, we played in, probably only in front of 15 people, but the people that were there were really great and really responsive and into it. So
that, and that is going to be part of, I guess, what the American experience be like. There'll be cities where there's a couple of hundred of passionate fans who've been paying attention and becoming really excited to see it. And there's going to be some cities where there's a handful, and it's your job to say, next time we want to see five times as many of you here.
That's it. It's all a part of it, you know.
Best of luck to you, and we look forward to having you come back in on the next go round. And in between, don't worry, we'll be digging deep into the record. You've got a great label in the States, you know, real fortunate in Sensibility to have IOU in the homeland and then to have Mom and Pop here. You know, those are two quote indie labels that have really great artist development attitudes, and I think you're fortunate in having those.
Yeah, we feel very, very fortunate, man. They're really good people in there.
Well, make sure you come back on the next run, and
we'll
be
here.
We'll be continuing to wave the flag for the DMAs. Thanks for coming out. Hey, it was a great session today.
Thanks for having us, LA.
You got it.